Chicago International against the United States. Mr. Adams.
Good morning. Please report. We look anew this morning on the question of whether the Department of Commerce's determination that gas meter swivels and gas meter nuts, or either of them, are pipe fittings within the scope of this particular finding, whether that's supported by substantial evidence. Let's first look at a gas meter nut. It's made of cast iron, we can see that. However, it's produced to a different ANSI standard than all fittings, all pipe fittings. And more importantly, it has a straight thread produced to the Unified Inch Screw Thread Standard in ASME B11. Being a straight thread, it cannot, in fact, seal by itself. More importantly, every pipe fitting has a thread that is through threaded to a
thread. What do you mean it cannot seal by itself?
Well, by merely joining onto, in this particular case, the swivel, it's a smooth, there's nothing to seal, so it's not going to seal. In a typical case, perhaps your honor has put a pipe into a fitting in his house, you will feel that as you tighten the thing down, there's a seal formed.
It only can mate with something that has a thread on it.
It can only mate with a specific thread. In this particular case, there are, and we have it in the record, if I have a gas meter, it will have two spuds or ferrules, which will be the means whereby you're going to affix a gas meter nut. These threads, if produced by, say, spray gas meter, are different.
You attach that to the meter?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the pipe and the swivel would go into it?
On page 66 of our joint appendix, you will see a typical gas meter. I was thinking about bringing the small one I have, but I'm sure I'd have trouble getting to the screening device.
But that nut would attach to the meter.
Yes, Your Honor. Only to the meter.
Only to the meter.
Yes, Your Honor. Now, if you took this very same nut and went anywhere within...
And does the swivel attach to that nut?
The swivel is used in conjunction with the nut. In other words, this is the typical configuration whereby if I had a gas meter, I'm pointing from up here, I would screw the thread.
So what you're saying is the nut facilitates joining the swivel to the meter.
Sole purpose in life.
So no one contends in this case that the gas meter nut can connect directly to a pipe, right?
The court below indicated that it wasn't necessary. It didn't have to connect to a fitting. I don't believe there's been anyone contesting this. They defy logic and everything else.
So no one has said that the gas meter nut, and maybe I'm wrong, this is where I need your help. No one has said the gas meter nut is by itself a pipe fitting, but I thought the CIT held rather than the gas meter nut and the swivel taken together were a single unit and as such were a pipe fitting.
The court below incorrectly held that the gas meter swivel and the gas meter nut were a unit,
right. And
as such constituted a means whereby A was joined B to the meter. Now, I would point out, you can go into a facility that would sell a gas meter nut and buy the nut. You can go into a store that would sell, or a facility that would sell a swivel and buy a swivel. The olden days, they measured the diameter of these by candlelight. This is, I understand, about approximately a 10 candlelight size thing. I could have 100 swivels. They would fit a Sprague meter, Pittsburgh meter, etc., as a 10 candlelight.
So I understand exactly. You demonstrated how the nut helps the swivel join the meter. The other end of the swivel would connect with what?
Fitting generally, again, if you look at page 68 in the appendix, you will see something that might be outside your house. It's a typical gas meter. This would go up. It would, in fact, screw into it. And these are tapered threads to the national pipe thread standard. So it would fit into a fitting.
And that fitting presumably would send the gas to various places of your house.
Generally, Your Honor, it would be coming in from under the ground. It would go in and through a pipe or a regulator, through a valve, through a gas cock, into this aperture, into the meter, out of the meter, and the meter would be doing the registering. You use actually.
Okay, but what's at the point where the meter sends where the gas leaves the meter and goes into the dwelling?
You have a second.
Into the rest of your house, I should say.
You have a second swivel coming out. Again, more fittings, and then off to the house or the apartment. Or
one question I want to ask you. The cases seem to say that you look at the language of the order, the anti-dumping order, and you then and you review that in light of the petition and the decision. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Where in the appendix that we have is the actual petition? Because that the cases, it seems that the part of, well, the rate as I read it, the regulation and our cases seem to say that one of the things you have to consider in one of these scope situations is the language of the anti-dumping petition, right?
I don't have it with me, and I certainly put the quote to Your Honor, the exact language. It was certain malleable pipe fittings from...
No, I understand, I'm just talking now about really a sort of a housekeeping question. Where is the actual petition in the appendix, the two-volume appendix that we have?
I'm not sure, Your Honor, but I'd be pleased to make sure it's available. I don't think there's been any dispute that...
We'd be glad to receive it. It's in the record of the Court of International Trade.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor. Okay. I should point out that the International Trade Commission had a definition that pipe fittings are generally used for connecting bores of two or more pipes or tubes, connecting a pipe to some other apparatus, changing the direction of fluid flow, or closing a pipe. I submit, and it's uncontested, this particular article could do none of those.
Well, what about the two of them taken together? That's
well, that's let's look at it. If we take these two together, it's going to affix to a gas meter in one of my right hand. Can this connect bores of two or more pipes together?
No, of course not. But what about connecting the pipe to some other apparatus?
Okay, where's the pipe?
Coming in directly from above.
Okay, the pipe will not connect to this. You need a fitting in this context.
Well,
remember, the fitting
is
what
the CIT found. The CIT says it's unclear whether a gas meter swivel can connect directly to a pipe, right?
Well, that's we would submit that it can't, but I mean, let's assume that it's unclear. They have also taken the view it's got to be clear because that's the only way they can shoehorn this in to the definition of a pipe fitting. Now, there's something about the English language that accepts that anything that's a pipe fitting ought to be able to fit the pipe. This gas meter nut, which is a separate article of commerce, and quite frankly, you could find that this is not a pipe fitting, and maybe this is, would be a strange result, but these two aren't tied that they have to be treated exactly the same. And these threads preclude this from being able, in any context, to fit to a pipe.
So you're suggesting that because the CIT found it's unclear, they didn't find that they could be connected to a pipe, that someone has not met their burden of proof of showing these are in fact pipe fittings.
I believe the court below stated, and incorrectly so, that nothing requires that a pipe fitting directly connect to a pipe. To a pipe. Now, I would dispute that. I think that's in clear error. I think it's equal error to have concluded in the court below that these two are a unit. You don't buy them as a unit. You don't have to. You could have an entire supply of these in your van or car. And if you didn't have the right nut, you couldn't finish the job. You have to have a nut that hits the meter.
Is it an issue? I gather that there has been no study of the sales and fair value for these particular items for the nut and the swivel. Is that right?
In the International Trade Commission, I believe that the eight items that they requested information on were elbows, tees, cufflinks, perhaps unions, I can't remember the exact, but there were eight different items. Our client obviously has been caught into the middle of this because now substantial anti-dumping duties are being assessed.
They weren't separately assessed. That's why we're here.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, Your Honor.
To fit them into, let's call it the larger category.
Yes, Your Honor. I mean, we're here because we got swept into a larger category of pipe fittings, which we contend these two particular articles of commerce are not.
So, I mean, as I understand, you argue that in this case, the the Commerce erred because it stopped the analysis of K1 of the regulation to go to K2. Because K1 is not, you say K1 for the reasons you've been arguing and others, is not dispositive.
That's right, Your Honor. We contend that it's at most ambiguous that you should go to K2. But as to the yes, whether or not, we don't think there's any evidence. Not much yeah. We just don't think there's any evidence that should be a pipe fit. If you look at the four bases for the Commerce Department's determination, they say they're made of cast iron. We've conceded. They're indisputably fittings because they're part of the piping system. So is a gas meter. So is a regulator. So is a valve. So is a cock. None of those is considered a
pipe. The key is whether these are pipe fittings.
Exactly,
Your
Honor.
Malleable and fairly iron.
Right.
Clearly from the PRC.
Right. They can be connected to pipe fittings or pipes. This cannot be connected to a pipe fitting or pipe. And they are not groove fittings or compression couplings. A compression coupling has need for gaskets on two ends. I have behind me a sample. You simply can't take this and bolt it down to a gas meter and have a seal. You have to put a gasket on here, and given combustibility, there's also insulation. So as a practical matter, post-importation, that same article in a different configuration would have a gasket and an insulator so that when you took the nut, put it over, and bolted it onto the meter, you would have a compressed seal.
So we agree with you that under K1, the burden wasn't established and CIT got it wrong, then what the result, I imagine, that you're asking us for is a vacate and remand for an assessment under K2?
Well, Your Honor, as to the gas meter nut, I would say there's no evidence. You could, no matter what you look at, you'll never find evidence that this can be a pipe fitting. It can't
fit. What about, in response to Judge Moore's question, what about on the swivel?
I would remand, given the fact that the Commerce Department did not factor with the K2 analysis. We've gone through, and there's rather extensive information that doing the K2 analysis, we prevail. But that's perhaps for a different day. But our main thrust is that as to the gas meter nut, under no stretch of anybody's imagination could this ever be pipe fitting.
But you would agree, Mr. Offer, to the extent that it was determined a K2 analysis was required, either with respect to the nut or the fitting or both, that in the first instance it should be Commerce and not this court to do it.
Well, I wouldn't rule it out, but yes, Your Honor, I think the Commerce has got the primary responsibility.
So if you could just leave those exhibits.
They're right there, fine, no problem.
Just hand them to the deputy.
You'll find photocopy of these on page 26 and 28 of our brief.
Well, I saw the picture, but you could maybe afterward give them to Mr. Neal.
I'll leave one right here
in case the government wants to refer to them.
Well, they're going to be right here, Your Honor, and I'll even make anything else available to wish. But I'll reserve the balance of my time unless you have questions. I'm sorry. Any questions?
No, we'll save your time. Let's let Mr. Silverbrand.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the Court. If this Court determines that Commerce's determination is not supported by substantial evidence, Commerce must make the K2 determination in the first instance. Commerce has the administrative responsibility to make that determination, and this Court should not examine factual data that was placed on the record, but not examined by Congress in the first instance.
Mr. Allen would like us to do it, but I think he, in his heart, recognizes you're right on that.
Thank you, Your Honor. But I just wanted to make clear, because in his initial brief, he does suggest that this court should make that determination in the first instance, but that is the incorrect standard.
Counsel, we review to see whether Commerce's decision is supported by substantial evidence. We give really no deference to the CIT's decision, but rather look to whether Commerce's decision is supported by substantial evidence. So, in effect, our review of the CIT is de novo. If we were to instead, since the CIT agreed with Commerce, give deference to the CIT above and beyond the de novo standard of review, could that make possibly a difference in this case?
No, it should not make a difference.
Well, let me phrase it to you like this. Say we're going to reverse. say we don't think K1 is necessarily met under the substantial evidence test. But if we were to instead say, well, it's not met under the substantial evidence, but if we give deference also to what CIT decides, would that make a difference? Because we're giving more deference, not just substantial evidence, but substantial deference plus whatever deference we give to the CIT in addition.
Hypothetically, yes, Your Honor. However, the standard is clear that this court reviews de novo.
Right.
So,
but if we did have the ability, which we don't as a panel, of course, to change that, it could make a difference in this case.
It could make a difference because then the court would be deferring to a determination made by the lower court. However, that's hypothetical. I'd like to address certain suggestions made by appellant in this case, which are simply not the case. There's nothing in this scope order which requires pipe fittings attached directly to a pipe or do not attach to another pipe fitting. The question here that was brought up by Your Honors was, well, the meter nut connects to the swivel, but it doesn't connect to another pipe fitting. That's only if Your Honors find that the meter swivel is not a pipe fitting. If the meter swivel is a pipe fitting, then the meter nut necessarily attaches to a pipe fitting. So it doesn't matter if you...
I might interrupt you in the middle of the sentence, but it does appear, at least from what we've seen, that the original questionnaire, the original investigation by Commerce, did not include these items, but was in fact directed to, let me call them traditional pipe fittings without prejudging, but to the extent that this nut and the attachment through the swivel to the meter were not part of the original investigation.
That's not clear, Your Honor. They certainly were not.
It's certainly not clear from the record. It doesn't, but from the record, I would have thought that if they were included, it would have been more clearly stated.
That's correct, Your Honor. It's not clear from the record. However, as this court recently held in TACFAT and has repeatedly held, it's the order which controls, not the original petition, not the original investigation.
No, but the order is based on the petition. And I don't believe that anyone's saying that the order purported to go beyond the investigation. And of course, we don't have that.
No, Your Honor. However, as appellant's counsel demonstrated to you as he was up here, a compression fitting, which is specifically excluded from the order, the metal compression coupling is actually defined in the order and excluded, serves a similar purpose. And that was specifically excluded.
All the more reason, perhaps, to recognize that lines are being drawn.
All the more reason to recognize that when these types of fittings were excluded, they were specifically excluded in the order, because the language of the order does not exclude either swivels or meter nuts.
Assuming they were before the investigators, part of the inquiry.
Yes, Your Honor.
Which we don't know.
No. However, from all the information on the record, Commerce made a determination that these are, in fact, pipe fittings. It did not get to the K2 analysis, but that is not what's at issue here. Commerce looked at all the evidence which it was required to under K1, looked at the briefing of the parties, the petition, the order, the ITC investigation, and from all that information, it made a determination that these are, in fact, fittings. Even information submitted by appellants in this case lists these as gas fittings.
Counsel, I understand that one of the pieces of evidence that was relied upon was the classification system under HTS. Is that right? That there are three numbers under HTS, 7307.19, and then, of course, the numbers go on and on. And that there was some argument that, well, these products at issue are currently classified under these numbers, and that's a further argument that they are, in fact, pipe fittings. Is that
yes,
right?
An argument was made by appellant arguing that these did not fall within this harmonized tariff schedule listing. However, Customs repeatedly found that these articles do fall within the harmonized tariff schedule.
Are gas meter accessories classified under those three codes?
Gas meter accessories.
I'm just trying to understand how broad those codes are.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I'm not aware of whether they are or they aren't. I'd be happy to submit supplemental briefing on that issue if you'd like.
Mr. Silbrenner, just to, the original petition is part of the record, correct?
Yes,
it's not in our appendix, but it is part of the record.
Yes, it's certainly part of the record, both before Commerce and before the lower court. So it's certainly something that the court could rely on.
And if we were to order the administrative record in this case, it would include all of the material. Well, if we were to order, quote, the record, close quote, in this case, it would include both all the material that was submitted to CIT as well as the material that was before Commerce, correct?
Yes, in the typical case, it would be two CDs, one confidential, one public, and that would include all the information submitted during these proceedings to Commerce, and that is what's filed with the CIT. When we come up, and then when we file briefs at the CIT, we attach appendices, similar to what we do here, that only consists of what we cite.
So we'd see both what was before Commerce and what was before CIT.
Those CDs would if it was on CD at that point, sometimes they're on microfiche.
Or we'll talk about hard copy too.
Typically, the only hard copies that would be in front of the CIT are what's actually included in the appendices. What's filed with the CIT by the Department of Commerce are the CDs themselves, because it's tens of thousands of pages in a lot of these investigations, so it's paperwork reduction purposes.
Counsel, in the ITC report, it defines pipe fittings, right? It goes through this definition. The appellant, counsel for the appellant, was explaining to us pipe fittings are generally used for connecting the bores of two or more pipes, connecting a pipe to some other apparatus, changing the direction of flow, or closing a pipe.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. So if that's the definition, which aspect do you argue that the swivels fall within?
First, not ignoring your question, but I'd like to point out that order is not dispositive, it merely helps. But there's nothing in that order that requires that the pipe fitting connect directly to a pipe. It merely says connecting a pipe to some other apparatus. Clearly, in this case, the swivel and the nut act to connect gas piping to a gas meter. They don't touch directly, I concede that, Your Honor, but there's nothing in that order that requires them to actually be touching those pipes.
So you concede that they don't directly connect to a pipe?
I believe there's a possibility that a swivel, the threaded end of a swivel, could be screwed into certain pipes, although I'm not an expert in this.
But the CIT did not find that they did connect to a pipe. They said it's unclear. Right, so that wasn't a finding of fact below that we have to give deference to, because they didn't find they connected to a pipe.
No, and I don't believe Commerce anywhere in its determination specifically stated that they connect directly to a pipe. Said that they act to connect a piping some other apparatus, which is the gas meter in this case, to the piping system.
And you're not alleging here today that they have to connect to, you're actually alleging that they don't have to connect to a pipe in order to consider pipe fittings.
That's correct, Your Honor. There's nothing either in the ITC report.
So is the gas meter then a pipe fitting? It doesn't connect directly to a pipe. Is it a pipe fitting?
No, but it's a different apparatus that the pipe fitting is acting to connect to the pipes. The gas meter is that apparatus that's called for in the ITC report. These other things that are used to go between the apparatus and the pipes themselves are pipe fittings. For these reasons, we ask that the court affirm the determination of the court below and sustain Commerce's final determination in this case. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your time with Mr. Chagrin or Chagrin?
Chagrin.
Chagrin.
May it please the court, Roger Chagrin on behalf of Appellee Intervenors Ward and Anvil. Let me start with the fact that the scope of this case is one of the easiest I've ever had. And the scope, as the court is well aware, it is Commerce which decides the scope of a case, but they start with the petition. So while Commerce in the end makes the final determination of scope, they begin with the petition. I think you'll see here that they actually took the scope of the petition. They didn't make changes to it. Even though they're allowed to, they did not. So the scope here was very easy. Scope of this case covers malleable iron cast fittings. It excluded grooved fittings and compression couplings. and both in the industry and in the Customs Service, there's never any question about whether about the clear differences between roof fittings, compression couplings, and other malleable cast fittings. Now, appellant has said, you know, these products, he uses one that's bent, I have one that's a straight, and this is on page 40 of the appendix, a picture of a straight swivel and nut. Says, you know, these products, this one, were never considered by the Department of Commerce and the International Trade Commission. That is completely wrong. That is not on the record of the scope proceeding, but that is on the record of the investigation. Why do I say that with absolute certainty as the litigator of the case below? That is because Commerce, when they send a questionnaire to the Chinese foundries and the Chinese exporters, says, this is the scope of the product subject to this questionnaire. All malleable cast iron pipe fittings that you have sold to the United States in this 6 month period between July and December 2002, as I remember it broadly, but not roof fittings and not compression couplings. Were there sales? Yes, the Chinese had been selling these products to the United States. Did they have to report them in their questionnaire responses as the basis of the less than fair value margin determinations? Yes, they had to. Now let's turn to the ITC. The ITC says—
Before we turn to the ITC, you then have to take the leap, if it is a leap, to say that the anti-dumping order referred and included everything.
Yes, without question.
On which the data had been provided in response to the questionnaire. Is that clearly stated in the order?
Yes, well, the order, once again, the order, like the scope, the order says this order covers, with respect to each one of these foreign producers or exporters, at this stated margin, all malleable cast iron pipe fittings other than roof fittings or compression couplings.
So that takes us back to what, in fact, is a pipe fitting.
Exactly, it does. And the only question is this really a pipe fitting? Appellant says, no one would say this is a pipe fitting because the way it attaches to the gas meter. Well, I have a lot of respect for the Customs Service. It's obviously not dispositive as to this court. We recognize this. But on almost a half a dozen occasions, appellant and other importers of these pipe fittings has gone to the Customs Service and said, because these meter swivels and nuts attach to the gas meter instead of to a pipe, you should call them a part of a gas meter. And to your question, Judge Moore, there is a separate HDS classification for gas meter parts. And the Customs
Service. Duty assessment?
Yes, it has separate duties.
Different duty?
Yes. Well, no dumping duties, although to be honest, that's not dispositive. HDS is not dispositive. It is quite possible that if Customs. Yes, Judge Newman. If Customs agreed with appellant that these were parts of meters, they might be subject, or they would be subject to a different normal U.S. tariff. But Commerce could still tell the Customs Service that these are within the scope. And I believe they would tell them these are within the scope. Why? Because Commerce would say, let's look at the clear language of the scope. This is made of malleable iron. It's a fitting. It's very similar. Here's a 10 light nut, and here's other nuts. You can't, yes, the threading is different, but
it's
the scope.
It's fitting, but doesn't connect to a pipe. Fitting for something.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? A lot of other fittings don't. Fittings that connect to your water heater may connect to a different fitting before they connect to your water heater. Not every fitting has to connect to a pipe. It is true that, in fact, while there's no use in this scope, I did want to point that out, this scope language is about chemistries, i.e. malleable iron is distinct from non-malleable or ductile, so there's some chemistries, and the fact that they are fittings. But there's no use in the scope here.
But it is pipe fittings.
They are pipe fittings.
Where in the record, Mr. Chairman, is there the best definition, just what one, I don't want to say skilled, that's a bad term, but one, say a plumber, or someone who handles gas installation of gas meters and gas pipes. I guess that'd be a plumber. What? How would that person define a pipe fitting?
As anything that
uses
a gas
system. No, we can look to.
No, but I think in general you do have the general description of the whole industry in the ITC questionnaire, and there, as was referred to by the Department of Justice by Mr. Solbrand, they talked about the fact that all of these fittings are used in one way or another in gas piping systems. And that doesn't mean it has to attach to the pipe, but clearly they're part of systems. Now, why don't we assess a dumping duty on the gas meter? Because the gas meter is part of a piping system, but it's clearly not a fitting. So these are all fittings, and all these fittings are part of a gas system. And they're all made in the same places.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honors. And if you'd like, I can leave these for you as well.
I agree. We'd be glad to have everything, but we need to know if there's, if you need to label something or
I have a little diagram that goes with it.
Okay.
And these are all part of the record.
These are all part of our, we brought these same, these are
Mr. Allen's denying that they are.
Right, they were also brought to the Court of International Trade. The court had requested, I don't think they followed due to the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, but Jeff Barclay had requested that the parties bring samples to that hearing.
Okay.
By the way, Mr. Sherry, does your tie represent a vessel?
Yes, it is. It's supposed to be a sailboat. With this injury, I'm trying to think of lighter things and the idea of getting on a sailboat.
I'm just trying to see what it is. It's very literal.
Yes. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. Mr.
Altman? Might the court remind me how much time I do have?
Well, let's make it 4 minutes.
Thank you very much. Mr. Shadman raised rather interesting things. Questionnaires were saying asking for pipe fittings. People responded because in the industry, pipe fittings are recognized as such. We included a very large appendix. It's the first time I've ever had more than 10, 15 pages. If you or your clerks look in there, you'll see exhibit upon exhibit of catalogs of pipe fittings. There's not a single swivel. There's not a single gas meter nut. There's a Google, and I went into 1,790,000 entries for gas pipe fittings, or pipe fittings. I didn't go through the 1,000,007. I got so tired because I couldn't find anything with a gas meter swivel or nut. Anyway, if you look at the record, in this particular case, we did, Your Honor, suggest that you make that decision. I've become a little wiser as I got a little older, but anyway, I did make that mistake. In terms of the three members of the Customs Service could be covered by the scope of the order, our client imported these articles as gas meter accessories or parts under 9028. The Customs Service said, no. We think they're within the ambit of pipe fittings. We challenge that. Customs affirmed the decision below. I can't get to court because if I get the entries liquidated, I'm out before you all. So I've been in this quandary. I'm trying to fight them on as many fronts as I can, but I can't get to the Customs Service until...
Yeah, you say in your reply brief, you recognize, you say that those rulings are there, but you have to challenge, but you think they're wrong.
You can take it to court. I'm going to do it. They're wrong. Well, we talked about, and Mr. Silverbrand has talked about the fact, the mere fact this is a very specialized item, and I hope this will. Well, to be in the Customs Service and those things, you have to be a general purpose item. If you go through your house, through a business, you'll find gas, piping, fittings, all kinds. There are 86 pictured on one page of one exhibit. Common to every one of those 86, a piece of pipe can fit into it, tapered thread, sealed. Every one of them. Any fitting you can find in all the publications, in all the brochures and brochures.
Is it correct to say, Mr. Atman, that one end of the swivel is always going to be attached to a meter?
Oh, totally. Okay. Yes, sure. It's got no other home. That's the only reason it's got the beam.
And the other end generally fits into a pipe.
Into a fitting. Now, the fitting is the means whereby you could take two pieces of pipe, for example, with a coupling, you would join those together.
So your argument is there's something like these. Would you agree that these could be classified as fittings but not pipe fittings?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know what fitting means. Pipe, they can't fit the pipe.
You have to be a pipe fitting. That's the word.
Yeah, these are not pipe fittings in our view. They're fitting, perhaps, Your Honor. I don't know. Is it fitting to call them fittings? I don't know. But the one thing I would point out, the record in this case was somewhat separate and apart from the record that Mr. Shadrin initiated. He filed a dumping complaint, went through its entire litany. We filed a challenge to the scope, and Commerce started sort of a
mess. That's what my question is, that is Mr. Shagrin's dumping complaint, his petition, part of the record in this case?
It's not part of the technical record. I want to clarify that. You will find, what's the page 16?
Because the petition is important, at least.
Appendix 780 has the scope.
It would seem to be important that we see the petition, because all of our cases make it clear that you have to examine the petition in connection with your determination as to what the order means.
I'm putting it in your hands. You'll have it here very shortly. On appendix page 780, you'll find a copy of a statement, which I believe fairly summarizes what the scope was. Two last points. One to clarify, there is, Your Honor, there's more on page 10, which is a copy of Judge Barzilai's decision from below. It may be a statement of fact, I don't know. Although the swivel may not directly touch a pipe, there is nothing in the record of this case that would require that pipe fittings must directly connect to a pipe to be considered a pipe fitting. We disagree with that. We think that's clear error. And again, if you take a look at the fittings, every one of them will take a pipe. You either cap it, put it on, etc. Last point in our reply brief, there was a statement made in the record below, and Mr. Shagrin, I believe, would have to acknowledge this is the correct statement. The best way to distinguish groove products from threaded is that all groove products require gaskets. What we have in our scope is all products that don't require a gasket. The only way you can put a groove system together is with a rubber gasket. So he's acknowledged that below, where we were not a party, that was not any other thing. So, Robert, our time is up. Any questions or otherwise?
Thank you. Now, as to the exhibits that we've asked you to leave, would you, each of you, label or indicate which exhibits you provided? Anything that we need to know about what they are and who they're to be returned to, those that you've left us and those that Mr. Shagrin has left us, so that we know what's what.
Yes, Your Honor. I assume I can.
Okay, so if you would collaborate on that.
Well, if
Mr. Neal isn't here, take him to the clerk's office.
Yes, Your Honor.
And tell them that it's for us.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you both. All of you. The case is taken under submission.
The Honorable Court is adjourned until this afternoon, 2 p.m.